John chapter number 10 and verse number 10. St. John chapter 10, verse number 10. St. John 10, verse number 10. Let me remind you as well, after service today, Sister Ellen will have the tithing statements available in the foyer. So as you leave today, if you'd like to get your tithing statements for last year's giving, then see her. She has those available. Amen. In John chapter number 10 and verse number 10, a scripture that many of us, if not most of us, could quote, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." In this passage of Scripture, Jesus shows us that there are going to be two avenues of life. There's going to be an avenue that there are folks that allow the enemy into their life, and he's going to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says there's a different way of living, and that is a way of life, and not only of life, but life more abundantly, those two different avenues. He shows to us that he wants to have give us life and for us to have an abundant life, but he also shows us the detriment that if we allow the thief into our life, we're not going to arrive at the destiny that he has for us. I want everything God has for me. I want to walk in the abundant life, don't you? Well, I want to talk to you this morning about detours to your destiny. This is your destiny, Jesus said. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's where the Lord wants you to live. That's where the Lord wants you to be. But in the meantime, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I want to talk to you this morning about detours to your destiny. Before you see to turn around, shake your neighbor's hand this morning. Tell him it's good to see him in the house of the Lord. Amen. Invite him over to dinner. Invite him. Take him out for a steak dinner. Tell him it's good to see him. Amen. Tell him you'll treat him to barbecue tonight. Detours to your destiny. Jesus again says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." I want that abundant life that the Lord has for me. And that's a wonderful scripture, but the first part of the scripture indicates for us that there may be a struggle, that there's going to be decisions in life, that there are going to be moments of conflict, that we have to reject the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And as I thought about detours to your destiny, there's three that I want to talk about this morning. And by the end of the service, I trust that all of us could leave and say that we have that abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that have it this morning, those that have that abundant life, I'm glad. I'm so glad for the life that I find in Jesus Christ. Aren't you? Amen. Without him, we would be lost and undone. But with him today, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. But the first delay that the devil tries, he tried it in the story of Matthew's writings of the 10 virgins. You'll remember the story that there was a coming bridegroom, that there was an hour appointed at midnight. There was going to be a cry that went forth, and the virgins were going to come. And so the Bible teaches us in that story that there were five wise and there were five foolish. There were five that prepared for the sounding of the trumpet, and there were five that did not prepare for the sounding of the trumpet. There were five wise that had oil, and there were five that simply, and here's the distraction, or here's the detour, were simply delaying. It is the detour of delay. This is one of the most often used tools in the devil's toolbox. It is the detour of delay. That there are those that are planning on getting saved. There are those that are planning on getting right. There are those that are planning on going to heaven. They're going to get around to it sooner or later. You never find anybody that is planning on going to hell. Nobody intends to go to hell, but simply they delay the salvation moment, and in the midst of that delay, they're overtaken by the judgment of the Lord. And so the story teaches us that these five foolish simply delayed in doing what they knew to do. And there are a lot of folks the same way. They're just delaying until they're ready. Or they're delaying until everybody is ready. But the fact of the matter is they're not enjoying that abundant life in God. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." But they have allowed the enemy, the thief, to come in to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And in the meantime, they are simply delaying. They know what to do. They've just not done it yet. They know the right thing to do. They know how to pray. They know how to get saved. They know there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And they know all of that. But they're simply sitting on the seat of delay. Friend, let me encourage you today. The word of the Lord says, "Behold, today is the day of salvation." That there's none of us in this building today that could say that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is not coming today. He may come today and he may not. I don't know and you don't know either. But if we understand the Bible, we understand that he might come today. That's why the disciples encouraged each other in the Lord by saying, "Maranatha, the Lord cometh." There has to be that insatiable knowledge in our hearts that this might be the day that Jesus Christ raptures his church. Now, you may not live that way, but that is the way that I live my life every day. I want to search my heart. I want to search my mind, and I want to put one foot in step of the other with the fact that Jesus might come today. There's some of you that if you thought he was coming today, or if you knew that he was coming today, you would not delay. But you would, as the scripture said, take heed, because today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. I know the devil will try to get you today, because he tried to get many of us to do the same thing. Just to delay one year after the other. Well, I'm going to wait till revival. I'm going to wait till fire conference. I'm going to wait till camp meeting. I'm going to wait till this. Or I'm going to wait till I get married. Or I'm going to wait till I get and I have children. Or I'm going to wait until my children are gone. I'm going to wait till I get a little bit older. I want to have some fun. I'm a young person, and you get saved, you got to act like an old person, and I'm just going to wait around a little while. Well, friend, what you don't understand, that is one of the tools in the devil's toolbox. He's trying to get you to delay, because if he can get you to delay, and the trumpet sounds, and the call comes forth, and the bridegroom comes, only those that are ready, that have their lamps trimmed and burning, that have prepared for the coming of the bridegroom, are going to be ready. I want you to understand clear today that if the trumpet sounds, you better not be sitting on a seat of delay. That if Jesus Christ comes right now, you better not be one of those that are planning on getting around to it at camp meeting or getting around to it at camp meeting. You better thank God on a Sunday morning with the bright sunshine on the outside that he's given you another opportunity, amen, to call out and be saved. And thank God, you ought to take advantage of it today and say, "I'm done delaying. The thief is coming to steal, to kill, and destroy. He's trying to get me to delay. He's promised me good times. He's promised me joy, and he's promised me a lot of things, but I'm still searching. I'm still empty. I'm still broken. He stole a lot of things out of my life. He stole my testimony. He stole my purity. He has stole my innocency. He stole a lot of things, and I'm still
still on a journey and I'm still looking. Hey friend, I can tell you your journey will be over if you just repent and give your life back to the Lord and say, Jesus Christ, would you save me? Would you wash me in that ruby red blood that flowed down Calvary's hill? Amen. Oh friend, listen to me to now. Amen. 15, delay until they're 18. 18, delay until they're 21. 21, delay until they get out of college. I said it's the devil's tactics. It's the devil's business. Anybody ready to get saved today? Amen. I'm telling you, there's a church that's ready to accept you and say, oh, why don't you put the devil down today? Amen. Why don't you put the devil to flight and say, behold, today is my day of opportunity. Today is my day of salvation. I'm ready to get right with the Lord. Amen. Anybody here today that you got saved, the devil tried to get you to delay. Anybody that you gave your heart to the Lord, the devil tried to get you to say, not tonight. Wait till Sunday morning. Or Sunday morning, say, well, why don't you come back and do it tonight? Or Sunday night, he'll say, well, why don't you just wait a couple weeks? This is just your emotions. This is just, you know what he's trying to do? He is trying to paralyze you to that pew because if he knows you make a trip to that altar, that God is offering you things that he cannot imitate. He does not have joy unspeakable and full of glory. He does not have peace that passeth all understanding. He does not have forgiveness. He does not have fellowship and love. All he wants to do is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm glad I can preach about God. Amen. I'm glad I can preach about Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad I can preach a gospel of hope. I'm glad I can preach a gospel of restoration, a gospel of deliverance, and a gospel of sanctification. Oh, hallelujah. But you hear me today, if the devil is trying to get you to delay, why don't you just defeat him today and say, I'm going to give my heart and my life over to the Lord. Amen. There's a second person in the New Testament that was walking with the Lord, and they wind up encountering a detour on their destiny as well. And the man's name is Demas. The Bible says that he was a fellow soldier. He was a fellow laborer of Paul. He was one that worked with Paul and evangelized and was a help to the gospel missionary. And you say, well, what in the world, amen, betwixt him? What caused him to backslide? Well, the Bible says that having loved this present world, he forsook Paul and the gospel of Jesus Christ. It wasn't a detour of delay that got him, but it was rather a detour of distraction. For the Bible said that Demas, having loved this present world, amen, somebody talk to me this morning. Amen. If there's not a lot of folks that can't see the yonder world and can't see heaven and the glory of heaven because of all of the trinkets of this world that they are in love with. Amen. Notice that demon heard Paul preach. So you've not heard preaching that good. Demas saw miracles more than all of us probably put together. Demas was a privileged man. Hear me now. I said, hear me now. Demas lived in the midst of a gospel explosion and a revival that was sweeping the entire world. But yet he fell in love with the present world and he walked away from the gospel. Now let me insert this right here, and I make no apology whatsoever. I understand holiness may not be popular in the church world, and separated sanctified living may be out of style, but I know this, that sanctified people are not in love with this present world. I'm going to tell you something about this pseudo-charismatic church world. I said they are in love with this present world. When you find their habits look just like unsaved people. They do the same things. They tell you, might as well come with me and preach this morning. I said they talk the same way. They dress the same way. They watch the same things. They go the same places. You cannot tell me they're any different. They're are so in love with this world, you can't tell the church from the world or the world from the church. They fit in like a hand in a glove. I'm going to tell you something. There's some Demases that have walked away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and they've become deceived by this humanistic theology that just strokes the flesh and disregards the sanctified spirit, and it's not going to pass in the day of God's judgment if God's word be true. But I know this. I said, I know this, that I pastor some folks that love God, that want to do right and walk in purity before the Lord. And I understand the world may not understand it, but that's all right. I know this. I'm not in love with this present world. I said, no, no, Demas, you're walking away from the miracles and walking away from the truth, walking away from God's church. Demas, you're headed the wrong direction. He was distracted by this present world. Amen. What's catching your eye? Amen. What keeps you out of church on Sunday night? What keeps you out of church on Wednesday night? What is the devil casting in front of you that's distracting you, that instead of worshiping, you've got that on your mind? Instead of wanting to get in the choir and get involved and go with the church, that you're busy with the things of this world. Hear me this morning. It's a detour. Jesus said that I'm come that you might have life. Do you want that abundant life in Jesus Christ? But there's a thief that cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy. I know he hates us. I know he doesn't want you walking with the Lord. He doesn't like you worshiping. He doesn't like you shouting. He doesn't like us dancing and singing and preaching. But oh friend, I was there and I tried what he had, but I'm glad I got saved. I said, I'm glad I started over and I make no apology. The best thing, I said, the best thing I've ever done is give my life over to Jesus. I said, I got joy. Anybody got peace today? Anybody feel the praise of the Holy Ghost? Anybody feel the wind of the Godhead sweeping in this building today? I'm not at home in this world. My citizenship is in heaven. It'd be all right for me if the trumpet sound right now. I said it'd be all right if the trumpet sound. I'm ready to leave. I said I'm ready to leave. And the message is, let's get ready, get ready, get ready. Anybody believe Jesus is coming? I said, anybody believe Jesus is coming? Anybody believe right now could be the moment? Anybody believe today could be the day? Then let's get ready. I'm not going to fall to the devil's distractions. I said, look up. Look up, Jesus is coming. Why don't you lift your hands toward heaven and say, God, prepare our hearts. I say, God, prepare our hearts. Oh, sanctify us holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn, look somebody dead in the eye and say, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Look them square in the eye. Tell them, don't get distracted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a lot of distracted folks. There's a lot of distracted worshipers. There's a lot. Oh, come on here now. Folks that have sang under the glory of God, got distracted and walked out of the church house. Folks that preached under the anointing of God's Holy Ghost, got distracted and they walked right out. I'm going to tell you, it's a distracting hour. But I see him today clearly. I said, I see him today clearly. And I say, he's all together lovely. I said, I see him today. I said, he's still the Alpha and he's still the Omega. I see him today. I said, my eyes are fixed. My eyes are fixed on the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 But if he can't get you to walk away, do you think he's going to quit? No, the third and final distraction. He'll just try the detour of distance. If he can delay you and he can distract you, he'll just try to get you to be distant. Oh, Peter, following after the Lord. The Bible said that he followed afar off. If you'd have talked to him, oh, I'm still following. Oh, I'm still following. Yeah, but the problem is you're following so afar off. When you used to be up here, right beside him, that you was close enough. Oh, let me preach right here. That Peter used to be so close that he could have cut off somebody's ear when they tried to put their hands on Jesus. Amen. I'm not talking about where you're at. You might be afar off, but if you're coming my way, I say, come on. I said, if you're coming my way, I say, praise the Lord. But if you used to be up here and you used to be a bodyguard for Jesus and you're backing up, I'm saying put the brakes on. I'm saying you got the thing headed in the wrong direction. Yeah, buckle your seatbelts. If the only time you worship God is Sunday morning, you better wake up. You're headed in the wrong direction. If the only time you can squeak out a little time for God is on Sunday morning, you're following afar off. I said the devil's got you distant. You know what I'd do this morning? I'd bolt myself out of that pew and I'd run to the Son of God and I'd say, set my soul, set my ever-loving soul on fire with the truth of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you're not standing, would you stand with me right now? Detours to your destiny. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But there is a thief that cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. What about it this morning as Brother Mark comes? What about the detour of delay? What about some of you young folks? What about the detour of delay? Some of you planning on it? Just at a later moment. Planning on it, but at a later day. A later season of life. You may not get that opportunity. Hear me this morning. You may not get that opportunity. What about the detour of distraction? Anybody in this building this morning? The devil's got you distracted having loved this present world. All of its trappings, all of its allurements, all of its pleasures. It's caused you to turn your heart away from God. What about the detour of distance? What about this morning that some, and I'm not talking about geographically, I'm talking not about the proximity of where you're standing, but spiritually, that you're further, you're closer to going out than you are to coming in. If you'd have stopped Peter following afar off and said, Peter, you're getting ready to deny the Lord, he'd have said, you're crazy. I just told the Lord I'll die for him. But when you start following afar off, when you've been close to Jesus and you're headed the wrong direction, you don't know where you're headed. You don't know what you'll do. Hear me, somebody, this morning, that spiritually you're closer to going out than you are to going with Jesus. Hear my message as a warning today and turn it around. I say, come on back to the Son of God and say, God, give us a revival. Anybody ready to pray for a revival? I say, God, send revival. Why don't you throw your hand toward heaven and say, God, visit our church. God, send revival. God, pour out your spirit.